Unity. Agriculture safety doesn't always mean the safety of the farmer, it can also mean the safety of the land and livestock. For many cattle farmers, keeping their herds safe ensures they can earn a living from the sale of the animals they raise each year. The most stressful season for any cattle farmer is calving, with calves dropping from mid-December into June. Regardless of what month the babies come, there are some things to watch for to protect the young animals and the herd in general. Beef Cattle Research Council offers advice to help producers have a successful round of calving. Calving management is a year-round process. The council cites the selection of the right breeding stock as key. Healthy, fit animals, combined with grazing plans, vaccination protocols, and managing their nutritional and mineral supplements help create more healthy and lively offspring, experts say. First-time calving heifers always seem to give herd owners grief. As new mothers, they tend to have a bit more difficulties than females that have calved in the past. BCRC recommends breeding heifers before the cows for a few reasons. Heifers take a longer time to start cycling after they have calved for the first time. Breeding them earlier gives them a chance to catch up to the rest of the mature females. While most older cows take up to an hour to see a calf born, heifers can take up to an extra half hour. Herd owners need to keep a closer eye on the young mothers, making sure intervention is not needed. Calves from a heifer are also at a higher risk for dystocia. Dystocia is a complex issue, influenced by a number of factors including genetics, cow management, age of cow, number of calves, fetal presentation and nutrition, says BCRC's website. While dystocia cannot be unavoidable in certain cases, the chance of minimizing the effect is possible. Keeping the calving area clean, dry, and well-bedded are key factors along with management of the pastures or pens helps to reduce the spread of disease. Having the appropriate therapies and treatment of the diseases early on also reduces the risk. Colostrum intake is extremely important with any animal. Known as liquid gold, colostrum contains the antibodies needed for initial immunity. The cow's placenta does not pass those antibodies onto the calf, so the calf must get the first milk from the cow. Ideally, good quality colostrum should be consumed by the calf within the first 24 hours, with at least 2 liters in the first 4 to 6 hours after birth. If the calf does not get enough colostrum, the risk of becoming sick or dying is greater. Large udders, poor udder suspension or large teats can be problematic even for vigorous calves, therefore those cows should be culled before breeding or at weaning. There may be times when supplemental colostrum is needed for newborn calves. Herd owners should try to use supplemental colostrum from within their herd. According to BCRC's website, fresh or frozen colostrum should be used. If using frozen colostrum, do not microwave it as the antibodies needed die in the process. Instead, place the bag of frozen liquid in warm water to thaw. Bottle feeding is the preferred method of supplementing, as it supports the calf's suckle reflex. If the baby is unable to take in the fluids properly, do not hesitate in tube feeding. In the case of having to transport the cow to the veterinarian clinic for a hard pull or caesarean section, ask your veterinarian about colostrum supplementation. From the time of birth to the time the pair get home, rested and back on their feet, it could be hours before the calf gets the antibodies it needs. Many common diseases in young animals include scours, septicemia and pneumonia. The best course of action to reduce the number of infections is to have clean calving areas, with dry bedding for birthing. If any animals do become sick, quarantining early will keep the remainder of the herd from exposure. Cattle farmers should also consider feeding menensin to the cows, which reduces fecal shedding of cochidia, resulting in a reduced chance of calves picking up the bad bacteria. Scours is one of the main causes of calf illness, with higher than normal water content in the feces for at least 2 days. It is highly contagious, caused by various types of pathogens or multiple pathogens all at once. Some forms of scours are zoonotic, meaning they can be transferred to humans. Using clean sterile equipment and frequent handwashing and washing clothing after working with a sick animal will help with infection control. The main concern with scours is dehydration. Oral electrolytes are beneficial for calves that have a strong suckle reflex, but in severe dehydration cases, intravenous fluids will be needed. Keeping the calves warm and dry also helps. Septicemia is when bacteria or bacterial toxins enter the animal's bloodstream. Many times, septicemia occurs from a lack of colostrum or being exposed to bacteria. It can also show up as a secondary infection in scouring calves. Fever, dullness, loss of appetite, red gums, visible blood vessels in the eyes, weak pulse, and cold extremities are all signs of septicemia. The condition progresses quickly, and even calves that recover have a higher chance of developing other conditions later in life. If needed, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, NSAID, can help with caring for septicemic calves. Pneumonia is a respiratory disease caused by many viruses or bacteria. Cough, runny nose or eyes, congestion sounds when breathing and a higher breathing rate are some of the clinical signs your animal may have the illness. If calves develop pneumonia within a month of birth, chances are they did not receive enough colostrum, which impacted their immune system. Some herds will also deal with a summer pasture pneumonia, which occurs in calves 90 to 150 days old. This most likely occurs when calves are starting to experience a decline in the maternal antibodies they have received but have not yet mounted an immune response through vaccinations, reads BCRC's website. Jennifer Hayden, livestock and feed extension specialist with the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture, suggests in keeping a calving kit in a convenient location. Items in the kit should include obstetric chains, latex gloves, clean towels, tube feeders or bottles, along with syringes and needles to administer any vitamins or antibiotics that may be needed for immediate treatments. Don't forget to collect calving records, including information on the cow's body condition, calving difficulty score, temperament and the calf's date of birth. Gender and weight allows owners to manage their herd to the best of their ability, said Hayden. For any further information on herd management, calving tips and tricks along with other cattle-related articles, go to BCRC's website www.beefresearch.ca or contact Jennifer Hayden in North Battleford at 306-446-7961.